And we welcome him back from his death vacation, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Did you say what vacation?
You're dead. Well, because the person lost somebody whose house you went to and she wanted company. So I called it the death vacation.
No, she didn't.
Oh, I thought that's what happened.
No.
She didn't want to be alone. And
she didn't want to be alone only because her husband has to work.
Oh, well, she should dump him.
Well, he brings in all the bucks.
Okay, well, then she should keep him.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
That's a winning factor. He brings in the bucks and she gets to spend time alone.
Yeah, and she did well, considering she was by herself. She did well. I wish I did as well as she did, but we'll talk about that later. In the meantime, considerable clouds and more humid today, but no rain, 75 to 80. Then showers come in tonight, 70. We'll have some sun with showers and some thunderstorms Wednesday. That's a cold front coming in, low 80s. Behind the front, even though we're calling it a cold front, the temperatures are still about the same. Low 80s, partly sunny, but much less humid Thursday. Sunny low 80s Friday, sunny middle 80s Saturday, and in the 80s and partly sunny on Sunday. So we are definitely seeing nice weather from Thursday into the upcoming weekend.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Sunday. We're going to have warm temperatures and not much humidity, right?
That is correct.
So air conditioners can just function normally, not double duty with dehumidifying.
Not work overtime. Right, exactly. And I'll tell you, at the Cape, it was as humid as I've ever seen it. And even the locals were complaining. They said, this is just out of the sorts. And it was. It was very, very muggy. But weather, you know, weather-wise, it held up. Not much rain. Most of the rain I hit was over the weekend coming home, severe thunderstorms that we drove through. But it wasn't the greatest vacation for yours truly. On Thursday, I accidentally cut my finger in the door, the house door, big heavy house door. I thought I actually broke the finger, but thank God I didn't, but it's all black and blue. And then on Friday, they went to the beach. All of them went out to the beach. I opted to stay home because, you know, I'm not a beach person. So I was working on the fall forecast. And while I was working on the fall forecast, I was munching on goldfish, which is really one of my favorite snacks. But when I did this in Maine, I had gotten sick on them. And I found out that's because there was a recall. I think you and I spoke about that. Now, I figured this is like 4 weeks later, that's all over with. So it'd be no problem. But about an hour after eating the goldfish, I got very sick. In fact, they all returned from the beach. I thought that they were going to have to bring me to the ER. It only lasted 6 to 8 hours, but very, very sick. And I did not go to dinner. They went to dinner, you know, and I just would not eat or drink a thing. And then I was feeling a little bit better Saturday. I still don't feel totally up to par. And yesterday, to go along with the upset stomach and everything else, I had to deal with Dell computers. And my IT guy came in and I talked with him. Dell computers, first of all, my IT guy told me, he's just what you said, Marshall. He said, Pat, he said, we could go right ahead and we could reinstall the operating system that they sent you. He said, but your computer is, you know, 6 years old. Rule of thumb is 4 or 5 years, things start going, especially the use you give it. I said, yes, he goes. So we could go through all of that. He said, and then the hard drive could go, you know, or the CPU. He said, I suggest we get a new one. Yeah. I said, well, that's what Marshall said. He goes, okay. So he's working on that right now. And I also had a problem with screen sharing. So he, for the time being, fixed that for us. And then I got on with Dell because Dell charged me last week for a premium service package for 1 year. And they charged me for the software that's going to go on the computer. It's not on there now for 3 years. I was on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, with Dell.
Hour and a half.
How did you know that?
Because it's 90 minutes is it? That's the minimum that you're on the phone with these bozos.
He's right. An hour and a half. I don't know how many people I spoke to. And let's put it this way. Try to understand them. Very difficult.
You get shoveled around to different people.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Exactly. And finally, at the end, I just went off. It was a female. I said, listen. I said, you people have been pushing me back and forth. I am a business here. I said, all I want is a refund. I said, and if I don't get it, I'll be on Facebook and I'll be on the radio and I'll be telling other businesses that they should steer away from Dell. Miraculously, the next person that picked up, I waited about 10 minutes, said that I should see a refund in 7 or 10 days.
If you, I would warn your credit card company now. I would call them up, and I would contest the charge and explain to them what happened.
Yep. And I said to my IT guy, I said, I'm assuming we're not going with Dell. He goes, no, just like that. He said, there are other brand computers that I recommend. He said, and at this point right now, he's recommending the Lenovo. He said the parts in Lenovo far supersede the parts in a Dell computer. He said they're workhorses. They last a lot longer. Support is great. He said price is good. He said, and I, he said he's also certified at Microsoft. And he said, and I really have a very, very good experience with the way they run. He said, and I noticed your computers are on 24 hours. I said, 24/7. Yep. He said, yeah, we need a workhorse. So he said, I'll run you up the specs. He said, and I'll send it to you. So we'll be doing that shortly. And this morning, just to welcome me back, I walked in to the weather center at 2:45, sat down, hit my GFS computer model, and it's just going and going and going. And I looked over at the phones. It said, no carrier.
You're Verizon, right?
Verizon.
Mike Cossey before you has no, and he lives in New Jersey. He's Verizon, no phone, no TV, no internet.
Oh, so, because then I was fortunate to get it back because I waited about an hour. I did call them. And while he was working on it, it came back. And I said, sir, it just came back. He goes, all right. He said, because they're telling me now that it will be repaired in your area by 8 a.m. Did they tell that to Mike?
Mike didn't give him a chance. You know, Mike has a pretty aggressive attitude.
Right. So he went off, yeah.
Well, he went off on him. But so they must have had a system-wide outage.
They must have. I used my cell phone and my house phone by Cablevision, Optimum, to get somebody. The Optimum one, that phone, they had me on hold. So I took my cell phone, and I have a hotline number for my digital voice.
Yeah.
And that I got to Verizon in Dallas, and he was the one that told me there was an outage. 1 hour later. So you know what, Marshall? It's just not working. You know, I'm supposed to be off on Mondays to relax.
It doesn't work.
It's not working. I was here yesterday morning at 6:45. I didn't wrap everything up until 5:30.
It's so funny. You know, when I start working at my home studio, and I'll start working, and I'll look up. Literally, I'll start working in the afternoon about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I'll look up, and it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, it just goes. It's like the clock speeds up.
I guess I have to discipline myself that when I'm off on Monday, not to come into this weather center.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Yeah,
stay away from it. Put the yellow police tape across
the entrance. Yeah, right. Like that'll help. But anyhow, so that's it. I'm feeling a little bit better. Spoke with Pepperidge Farm yesterday, because they called me on the incident when I was sick in Maine, and then they were not happy to hear that I got sick again in Massachusetts. They said to me, do you have the bag? I said, I do not have the bag. I said, the lady who owns the house took them and threw them out immediately.
or my advice to you is to stay away from Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah, someone said to me, we thought you were going to bring us back a story about sharks. Instead, you brought us back a story for goldfish.
Now, before we go, I was watching a video of people on the Cape.
Yes.
A shark sighting.
Right.
And people were showing people, yelling people to get out of the water, right?
Yeah.
But there was people in the water still running down in the water telling people to get out of the water.
Oh, yeah. They told me they were in a pond, like a pond. Or they said that seals had come in there on Friday when they were there. And they start blowing the whistles for everybody to get out of the water, not because of the seals, but they're afraid that the seals are going to attract
the sharks.
That's right.
Seals are a McDonald's drive-thru.
Gotcha.
Grab and go. Grab and go.
Gotcha.
All right, Pat, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you're back. And we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Thank you, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center on Robin Hood Radio.